There we go. All right, I've just switched to the stronger network. All right, but we're all good.
Okay.
But first of all, it's so great to finally meet you. I've literally, no word of a lie, been looking forward to this all week. So, and congratulations on your first event as well. And I just, like, personally, not even just the studio team, but we love what you're doing. I love what you're doing. And thank you so much for all the work you're doing as well. And it's just incredible. I just can't gush anymore. So, but yeah, I'm so excited to. No, really.
This is really making my Fridays. Such kind words.
No,
I'm not ready for it. I'm like, oh.
I'm gonna give it to you. But yeah, do you want to start by first just saying like who you are, what is Unorthodox? I know it's really obvious, but you know, to the people who have no clue.
So, I am Nathan X. I am a drum and bass DJ, but I'm not just a drum and bass DJ. I'm actually a drag queen as well. So I basically DJ drum and bass in drag. And I started something called Unorthodox, which is a queer drum and bass movement, and they kind of go hand in hand. You know, the whole thing is about sort of like pushing diversity in the scene and, you know, creating a new and better future where queer people are more accepted in the scene, because, you know, I've always found that drum and bass has, you know, not been that accepting of people who don't necessarily fit in, you know, gay people fine, queer people whatever, but it's people who don't necessarily fit into drum and bass molds, you know, and like, so that's like people who want to wear makeup, people who want to wear crop tops, people who want to wear skirts. And I'm just kind of, you know, show that you can do it. Like, if you want to be this and like drum and bass, that's allowed and you can do what you want. And anyone who has an issue with it can come and talk to me.
yes. and then what is Unorthodox exactly?
So Unorthodox, it started off as an event, you know, there's a whole sort of a story to it really, but what started off as an event has quickly grown into a lot more. So I call it more of a movement now. And, you know, the idea is to, we have like a few goals that we're working towards.
I've read your mission statement. So I know you've got your three like key objectives. Yeah.
Yeah, basically, we started off as an event and, you know, should I just tell the story? Yes, that is one of the questions. So basically, what happened was, before I became Nathan X, before I became the drag queen drum and bass DJ, I wasn't really into that so much. Like, I've been working as a DJ in the scene and running events for years. And, you know, I always go on about this, you know, this D&B mold, you know, it's often like a snapback, black t-shirt, you know, simple merch kind of gang. And they're always kind of wearing the same thing. And like, you know, then you see all these DJs and they're just all trying to do the same thing. Like, and I kind of was that for a very long time. Like, yes, I was gay, but like, I was, you know, I had a boyfriend and I was open about it. I wasn't like, you know, that gay on the outside, if you know what I mean. I think I had quite a lot of like internalized homophobia at the time. Like, I didn't feel like, I was like, oh no, I'm gay, but doesn't mean I need to wear makeup and crop tops. Like, that's where I was. And, you know, I was working the drum and bass scene and eventually I got to a point where I was like, you know what? I just feel diluted by everyone else. Like, I'm not really getting anywhere. I've been doing it for a few years now. Like, I'm just the same as everyone else. I don't know how to stand out. So I kind of quit for like 3 years. And, you know, I just ended up going into a normal corporate job and not doing anything to do with music anymore, kind of like left that on the back burner. I was like, you know what? I'm done with that now. And obviously working a corporate job, I was like, this sucks. Eventually, you know, it catches up with you and you're like, wait, what am I doing with my life? I used to love doing this thing that I don't do anymore. But basically, like, while that was happening, while I was working at this job, I was also given, like, I don't know, I moved back to London where I'd lived in Brighton previously. And I didn't really have any friends. I didn't really know what scene I was in. I'd quit drum and bass. I wasn't friends with any people I didn't know any people in London who like raving. I didn't know anyone in London, basically. Yes, I went to school here, but like, to be honest, everyone I went to school with are dicks. So
yeah,
I feel didn't that have too. Them when I, yeah. And if they're listening, it's fine. I want them to hear this. So I was just like, you know, I didn't really have, like, I didn't know what I was doing. Didn't really have like any friends or much of a scene. So I was like, you know what, I'm gonna maybe go gay clubbing and see what happens, maybe meet a boy. And yeah, I did start going gay clubbing, and I'd never really done it before, although I lived in Brighton, which is supposedly one of the gay Catholic schools of the UK. I actually didn't really spend that much time in the gay clubs. I spent all my time in the drum and bass clubs. And, you know, I was a bit just separate to that world. So then I started going to like Heaven, and I literally just like met random boys on dating apps. And I was like, hey, do you want to go to Heaven? Do you want to be friends? Blah, blah, blah. Like once we realized that, you know, we weren't going to fuck. So like, I just used to end up going to like these random gay clubs with like these random boys who like it wasn't working out with. And yeah, I guess I just sort of started exploring that more. And you start seeing these characters who are wearing makeup and wearing crop tops and have acrylic nails. And you're like, yo, actually, I want to try it. I don't know why I've been so indifferent to it for this long. And I did. And I was like, oh, wait, hold on. I look way fitter when I wear makeup. What have I been doing? Why have I not been wearing makeup for this amount of time?
You're a natural beauty as well as a made-up queen.
No, so. Of course. Obviously, no, makeup's not the be-all and end-all, but, you know, it was like, it was like, you know, a discovery. It's like, oh, I actually like doing this. Like, why have I got to fit into a box? Because I'm not that kind of gay guy. But you know what? I do like it. And, you know, obviously you start building it up and experimenting with like drag and like, you know, my brother at the same time, my blood brother, Ash, he was also getting into drag as well and being a drag queen. And I think I was a bit confused at first. I was like, I was a bit nervous, I was a bit embarrassed. But then I kind of like, as time went on, I was like, actually, wait, this is really great. I want to give it a go. And so I did. And it was great. I did it. It was actually Halloween 2 years ago now, actually. So it's my 2 year anniversary. I'm going to do a post on Instagram about it when it's Halloween. I'm going to be like, this is what I look, because I look terrible. You don't want to see what my drag looked like. It was horrendous. Like, it was pasty. It was rubbish. But you know, you got to start somewhere. So I'm going to do that post on Halloween. So anyway, I like to state, but you know, you progress and you learn. And Ashley at the time was like to me, you know, I said like, you know, I wasn't really that happy in myself. I wasn't that happy with life. I was working this corporate job and I was like, why am I doing this? I don't like it. You know, I used to love, you know, DJing and, you know, drum and bass a lot, but I've kind of just like forgotten it. And I don't really have that many friends. And then I was like, you know what? I'm just going to go to a rave. Like I actually know a few people who might be there. I'm just going to go on my own.
Yeah.
So I did go on my own, you know, and I started talking to people again. And I ended up backstage and I was like, wait, this is what I used to love. Like, why am I not doing this anymore? Like, why did I quit? But, you know, it was just like, I changed so much in like that sort of like 2 year period. And I just didn't feel like I quite fit in like how I used to fit in. I felt like a little bit like I'm different to all these other blokes backstage. But so that was like something like a barrier I had to kind of like overcome. And eventually I was kind of like, you know what? This is ridiculous. Like, why do I feel like this? This shouldn't be the case. It's a music genre that should be liked by everyone. There must be more people like me. And Ash had the suggestion that perhaps like a DJ drum and bass in drag. And I was like, that's never going to work. Like, if you know anything about the scene, like, it's not going to go down well. I think I'd actually fear for my life if I went to a drum and bass rave in drag, just sort of on my own, where, you know, whether it's just go or DJ, because, you know, I have had comments just about looking a bit more feminine than some other guys. And it does happen quite frequently at some drum and bass raves, especially in London. And so I sort of like blew it off. I was like, that's never going to work. It's never going to work. But then I was like, actually, wait, I would like to give it a go, but I can't go to a normal rave and DJ. So I kind of went back to Pirate Studios at like beginning of 2020, like started getting on the decks again. I was like, all right, okay, this is happening, I guess. And I was like, but where am I going to make my debut? And I was like, I know, I'll just do it at my own event. It'll be a queer event. And it'll be the same, except I'll be able to DJ and drag and like we'll get all the queer people along, because obviously there must be more people like me. You know, I can't be the only person with this sort of mindset. So I went over to a Facebook group, which had about 50,000 people in it. And I just did a post. Let's see if there are people who feel the same as me. So I did this post and it said, what does everyone think about LGBT drum and bass rave? Same music as standard, but a little bit more fabulous. Yes. Everyone is welcome. And now I specified that everyone would be welcome because I know what people are like, you know, they're you know, these all lives matter kind of people, you know, think that like...
Yeah, we're going to come to that later.
So yeah, this post kind of blew up, which I wasn't expecting. Like, they, you know, there are people coming in all sorts of directions. There were some real like homophobic people and they actually got cut from it. Then there were some sort of like lesser ones.
Yeah.
I didn't know what to say though. I didn't have an answer, but there were a few people like sort of commenting and like defending you know, the situation. But at the same time, we also have people coming in and being like, oh yeah, this happened to me at a rave, this, you know, like home, you know, horrible, like homophobic stuff, or people messaging me in my DMs. And I wasn't, yeah, as I said, I wasn't that political. I didn't know how to reply. Like, I am now. Like, if someone says something like vaguely like homophobic, I'm like there, and I was shutting down. But like at the time, I was a bit like shocked, really, you know, and I didn't know how to take it or how to play it, really. So I just sort of let it play out. And eventually I came to actually addressing those comments in like YouTube videos, but that was like, you know, 10 months later. So it was just like a sort of like a rough idea. I didn't think anything of it, but obviously like, there have been so many comments and so many people were down for it as well. And I was getting people being like, oh my God, this is just what I've needed my whole life. Like, please, can we do it? I'm going to come and help you, blah, 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 blah. And I was like, okay, fuck, like a fire has been lit. I can't just like let it die out.
Okay, so that's the sort of backstory, the lead up and how this all happened. I just wanted to ask you actually as well, I know you said you were shocked, but were you surprised by any of the responses to the Facebook poll?
Yeah, because like, you know, like I never really experienced homophobia like that, you know, so much of it in one place, or people not even understanding. It was a surprise. Like, you know, I just didn't know how to handle it in a way, really, because I'd always, you know, sort of portrayed myself as quite straight acting previously. So I'd never really had too much homophobia, you know, at school. Yeah, okay, there's a little bit, but like,
yeah. As you said yourself, I think in previous interviews, like this is meant to be peace, love and unity scene. And we're supposed to be accepting of everyone. We have our roots in diversity and multiculturalism already. So that's why I ask if you were surprised as well as shocked.
Yeah, I mean, you know, like I something I preach is that, or not preach, that I'm quite keen on expressing to people is that all rave culture comes from queer communities. Queer communities were a founding part of it, along with people of color and other minorities, because it was in a time when they weren't accepted in society. So they used to come together and throw their illegal parties. And that is the foundation of rave culture. And that's, and all sort of dance music today has stemmed off of that, including drum and bass. But for some reason, you know, drum and bass is sort of like taking a bit of a diversion, and it seems to be dominated by white straight people for some reason, white straight males. And, you know, it's just, the scene's just, compared to like something like house or disco, the scene's just not as inclusive and not as friendly. And there is a blur. And the people who always go on and preaching about plur online are the people who are saying some sort of comment. They always go like, oh, this is causing more division. What about plur? And I'm like, you know, it's just, it's like plur is sort of like fake news. It's not like, do you know what I mean? People are literally just like saying it as a cover up for their like homophobic remark.
Yeah, no, I know exactly what you mean, honestly. Well, okay, first event down, from initial reactions, do you think that queer visibility is on the up right now? Like, are you seeing change happening? Like, have you seen a sort of cascade of something going on in terms of this?
Yeah. So when I started it, we were the only people doing it. And there are more and more people popping up. I think at first I was a bit like, wait, hold on a second, this is my thing. But actually, you know, it's not about me, it's about the community and these queer people coming into light, and there being queer promotions and queer figureheads in the scene. And I think it's happening over time, you know, like especially some of like the recent publications we've had in like Mix Mag and DJ Mag, you know, it's great. And we actually have a little documentary coming out at some point, but it's all very hard at the moment. And you know, I think people are really listening and taking notes of us. Like often when I speak to bigger people, like, well, I went to hospitality recently and I was, you know, spoke to many artists and and I spoke to many artists and they knew who I was and they knew what I was doing. And it was great to know that like it was even making an impact on the more normative side of drum and bass artists. So it's good to be seen, it's good to be recognised. And obviously, you know, at the event, most people there were queer. You see, I was kind of worried that it was going to be not that queer in a way. I thought it was going to be just people who wanted a slightly different drum and bass rave. But I was wrong. It was really queer. People came in like all sorts of crazy, like crazy outfits, like leather harnesses, crop tops, fishnet outfits. Like, and it was really queer. And it was like any other good queer event. And that's what I was surprised about, because I still thought people were going to be just quite black t-shirt snapback, but they weren't. And it proves that there is this side to drum and bass, this queer community who are queer and they like dressing like it and being part of it and being part of the scene in the community, but also fucking love drum and bass.
Yeah, because as you said, it's so hard to feel safe when you go out and you don't want to draw attention to yourself, and you're just providing that safe space for people to, just to come and in anything that they want. And you said before, like, this is for everyone, because I was actually going to ask you, we already touched on this, but you explicitly state not only yourself, but you've also said in your mission statement, you are creating an alternative event in a safe environment for all to enjoy. So how do you respond to those who say we shouldn't be creating more division?
Those people are idiots, number one. Yes. Number two, it's like, there are some queer events who are very much like, this is our queer space, and they make it very quite clear that if you're hetero, that you cannot come in. Or they like make like little jokes and stuff, and like, I'm not really into that. I think everyone should be together. Now, I wouldn't be happy if Unorthodox became a predominantly hetero event, then I'd be like, right, we need to change up what we're doing a little bit. But actually that wasn't the case. They said, you know, there was a real mix of people, and we have like a whole group of straight friends, and they enjoyed it just as much as everyone else did. They said it was actually even better. Like, some of the girls said, I feel safer in this event. This feels great. This feels different. I feel like I can be myself a lot more. And it's great to hear. For me, I have a lot of straight friends, and I want them to enjoy what we do, and I want to show them what we do. And I don't want us to like go into our own little sub scene. I want it to be, this is the new normal, if that makes sense. And everyone's welcome. And we have a queer foundation, but we're accessible by everyone. We still play music that everyone likes and knows. It's drum and bass, but we're just going to feature some slightly more queer artists. But there are some good queer artists on top of the scene. Not enough, but we can talk about that in a bit. But you know, they're coming through. They're coming through slowly. It does take time. It's so new, but even like, you know, perhaps all the support DJs we have, they might be support DJs now, but perhaps in a few years, they're going to be, you know, right at the top of the scene. And that's kind of like one of our Unorthodox's aims. We want to really push artists and help them grow in the scene, and, you know, not just keep them as like, you know, in our little bubble, but actually like show them to the world. And that's why it's important that we're open to everyone, inclusive to everyone.
The answer to all issues.
I'm trying.
No, really. Last one from me. How else can the industry and community offer equal opportunity? So I'm asking in terms of not just maybe more inclusive lineups and bookings, but I saw a really interesting post the other day from a guy within the wider music industry asking his colleagues, peers, and within the industry to be more respectful to women and non-binary queer people in the studio environment. This is kind of what he said, to paraphrase. When you walk in, don't just defer to the first guy in the room, because most of the time women in there, non-binary people in there, queer people in there, are making better music. So, you know, don't just assume, give them the respect they're due. So that's why I ask, is there any other way that the community can offer equal opportunity? Equity.
this is a really tough question. I think it's about, you know, really like the general body and attitude of people. But what we see going around is people sharing those posts being like, how you can help this, or the problem here. And I think that kind of helps, although some of them can be quite factually incorrect or wrong sometimes. Yeah. But sometimes it does just help with like visibility, because people do read them, and people can be like, oh, okay, that's interesting to know. Because a lot of people, like, let's take non-binary people. It's becoming more and more common that you find non-binary people, and I think people who don't know non-binary people don't know how to respond, or, you know, what pronoun to call them, and or like how to act or whatnot. But like, sometimes like little piece of information online can, you know, kind of help that person, because they want to know how to help, but they don't necessarily know how to. So it's just kind of like sharing of information, also calling people out. Like, if you hear anything sort of like homophobic or wrong, or someone's misgendered someone, you know, you just need to call it out and be like, sorry mate, that's not acceptable. And, you know, I think a lot of people are scared of confrontation, but there's nothing to be scared of, because generally if you call someone out, they're going to be more scared than you, and they'll be like, okay, sorry. You know what I mean? Like, you know, call them the fuck out. And obviously, you know, there's obviously lots of talks about like inclusion riders. That's great. Booking more queer artists at events, it's going to massively help. And that's why, like, I also think it's like quite a big deal, this show I'm playing in Brighton, because it's a label night, and, you know, they're quite big, this label. And I think it's very interesting that they put me as a drag queen DJ on the lineup. And I think that's a real good start. And it'd be great to see more brands do that.
Thank you so much. I can't put into words how important this conversation is. And important that the work you're doing is, and just thank you so much for taking the time as well to talk to us, talk to the studio, talk to me. I really appreciate it. Honestly,
thanks.
No, really.
Thanks for letting me tell my story.
Was there anything else that you wanted to add, like at all?
No. Let me think. I'm gonna have a good statement. It feels really good to, you know, me making all this progress in the scene. I understand people's sexuality. It's not as easy as it might be for them. And recently it was National Coming Out Day, and they were supposed to say, if you didn't come out this time, that's fine. And I think there are a lot of people in the drum and bass scene who might even be figureheads or DJs, but actually struggle with their sexuality. And I just want to say, like, if that is you and you feel like you don't know where to go with it, feel free to slide into my DMs or the Unorthodox's inbox, and, you know, I'm more than happy to have a chat to you about it, make you feel welcome, invite you down to our event. And yeah, because, you know, I hate the idea of people being unhappy with who they are and their sexuality. Statistically, there's got to be more queer DJs, you know, in drum and bass, because all the men can't be straight. Like, statistically, it's impossible. So, you know, my inbox is always open, and, you know, if people want to talk or get in touch or anything, you're more than welcome to message me at thenathan_x or at unorthodox event. And I'll be on both of those channels to chat with you, or feel free to drop me an email as well.